good news of great joy. Every woman, every man, this will be a sign to you. A baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. Sing a company of angels. A company of angels. And glory in the highest. On the earth. And on the earth, the peace among those in whom his favor rests. Come and worship. Do not be afraid. My soul, oh my soul, my soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things for me. Yes, Lord. You a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne. Let every nation under him come and worship. And come and worship. Do not be afraid. My soul, my soul, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things. My soul, my soul, my soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be, come on, this day on, Wonderful Counselor, everlasting, everlasting Father, and Wonderful name shall be Everlasting Father. Yes, Lord. We gather together this morning to lift up his name. For he is coming. He is coming. We are waiting expectantly this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you this morning. We welcome you into this place this morning. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. My soul, my soul, magnifies the Lord. Come on, sing with me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. Yes, you do, Lord. And my soul, magnifies the Lord. And my soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things. My soul, magnify the Lord. You have done great things. My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. Here we go. My soul. done great things for me. Great things, my soul. Oh, my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. Oh, he has done great things for me. Great.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you this morning, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised this morning, Lord. Is he worthy? He is worthy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Oh,
praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift up your name. The Lord is gracious.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Slow to anger and rich in love. And the Lord is good to all. And he has compassion on all that he has made. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise.
up your name this morning.
Please be seated. Let's give a round of applause for the worship team. Welcome to Saddleback Covenant Church. You have come on a very special day. If you look around, you'll see some kids dressed in some fun costumes. And after a year of cancellations and disappointments, I was very pleased when I talked to Kevin and said he wanted to do the little jingles. So I was very happy about that. And when I talked to Sean, I pulled her aside. She lit up. She was so excited that we get to do this. Because I think after this year, just a little touch of normal, you know, just a little glimpse. And I think we need it. I think, you know, Christmas has come at the right time. So very excited. I'm going to bring up the little guys from 4 years old to third grade. If they can come on up, the ones that have been practicing the songs at home, if you guys can come up and sit on these burlaps. So parents, if your kids have been practicing and they're ready to go and they're all excited, bring them on up to sit on the burlap. And this is a different year, obviously. You know, we tried to do little jingles. Usually we have about four rehearsals. We'll have a couple midweek rehearsals. We'll have after Sunday rehearsals, rehearsal on Saturday. Obviously, with the way things are, we decided to do this without rehearsals. So your guess is as good as mine. We're all curious. We did have the older kids come for one rehearsal, but we did not have the little guys come. So we're hoping for good results right here. And honestly, I'm not even sure what's about to happen. But we have, but here's the thing. Honestly, does it matter? They can do no wrong. I'm an elementary school teacher. They can do no wrong. So we are so blessed to have the talents of Sean King. So I'm going to turn it over to her.
Okay. Give me one second here. Okay, what a year it's been, right? 2020. If you're like, we always talk about that new normal, and that new normal feels like, oh, more bad news, right? It's been discouragement and disappointment, and I feel like if we show up next week and there's a sinkhole right here, we would not be surprised. But now it's Christmas, and people started preparing for Christmas. Right? 6 months ago. In July, people were putting up their Christmas lights on their houses. And September, October, we saw Christmas trees coming down out of the attics. And I was trying to think, why is that? And it dawned on me that's because Christmas is a season of hope, right? It is a time when we can be guaranteed that there is good news. In this atmosphere of crazy bad news, Christmas always brings good news. And there is no natural disaster or national protest or global pandemic that is going to defeat that good news. It has eternal implications, and it is for the whole world. So this is great, great news. And so this year, yes, little jingles are going to be a little bit, you know, pulled back a little bit. We really didn't need some big, huge Christmas production because the good news speaks for itself, right?
Yeah, Lucy's right. So what if we couldn't rehearse? We know the story.
Yeah, come on, Wish King. We can do this.
I don't know. We don't have our stage. We don't have our big lighting system or sound system. All we have are these costumes, a couple of props.
This is all we need. A few of us will read the script and the others will act it out. Let's do this.
What do you think? Should we do it? All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Little Jingles presents the Christmas Story COVID style.
This story begins over 2,000 years ago. At the center of the story, there is a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. It has taken centuries for God's people to be ready for this baby, but now the time had almost come for the best part of God's plan.
Everything was ready. The moment that God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to rescue his people, just as he promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do?
The angel spoke to Mary, who turned around with a fright and said,
"Who are you?"
"You don't have to be scared. God is very happy with you."
The angel calmed her fears and said,
"You don't have to be scared. God is very happy with you."
Then the angel told her all about God's plan. Mary was going to have a baby, a little boy. She should name him Jesus. This would be God's own son, the Messiah.
"But this is too wonderful. How can this be true?"
"Is anything too wonderful for God?"
"I will be God's servant. Whatever he says, I will do."
So Mary left, but she pondered these things in her heart.
Meanwhile, Joseph had a little scare of his own when the angel visited him in a dream.
"Wait, what's going on? Is this a dream? Who are you?"
"Don't worry, Joseph. Everything is going to be okay."
The angel explained to Joseph that Mary was going to have a baby who was sent by God. He should marry Mary and not be afraid.
"You have to marry Mary." "You need to get married to Mary. Make sense?"
"Oh, yeah, I get it now."
So Joseph left to find Mary and began this new adventure together.
Okay, everyone, now is the part when we sing Silent Night so Mary and Joseph can travel to Bethlehem. I want all of the kids who know the song to come up to the front. Let's sing together.
Well, that was the fastest 9 months I've ever seen. So, so back to our story. On the night that Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, there were shepherds out in the fields guarding their sheep.
All of a sudden, the sky became bright with the shining star. 1,000 angel voices began singing, "Hallelujah, glory to God in the highest." The shepherds jumped to their feet and were very afraid.
And then they saw a beautiful, magnificent angel appear and say, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
Now the shepherds were truly amazed, and then the angel told them what they should do next.
"Go find baby Jesus lying in a manger. He is the Messiah."
Wow, I've never seen so many angels before.
Thank you for telling us about the Messiah.
I can't wait to see him.
Well, let's go find that star. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go find that star to go see the baby Savior.
Wait, who's going first?
Going first.
Go.
Far away in the east, a caravan of magi saw that very same star, the star that God had put in the sky when Jesus was born. They knew it was a sign a baby king had been born.
They followed that star across many mountains, through many valleys, and they traveled for many months. They stopped to see King Herod, who was also looking for the little one, but he didn't seem very happy about a baby who might take his place as king.
Go. Go and search for the baby, and when you find him, report back to me so I may worship him as well.
So the Magi left as quickly as they could, half-heartedly promising to tell Herod when they had found the child.
Meanwhile, Mary and Joseph were settling into their new roles as mother and father to God's only son, the King of Kings. But this new king wasn't born in a palace. There weren't any guards or servants or red carpets or trumpets. He was just a little baby born in a manger.
This child was a new kind of king. Though he was the prince of heaven, he had become poor. Though he was the mighty God, he had become a helpless baby. He had come to be a servant and to save us all.
On Christmas Day, we celebrate the birth of our rescuer, our Savior.
This is the best news ever. God came down and became a baby so that we might know him.
For anyone who says yes to Jesus, for anyone who believes what Jesus said, for anyone who will reach out and take it, God will give them this wonderful gift.
To be born into a whole new life, to be who they really are, who God always made them to be.
A beloved child of God.
Merry Christmas!
Nature sing and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature. Very good.
All right, you guys, go back to your parents.
Mrs. King, we wanted to give you a little present of thank you for putting all your time and your talent into this, and we love you.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, guys.
Wow. Thank you, Sean. And kids, one more time for the kids. Amazing. No practice. Well, I'm going to bring up Mike Spinello. There's nobody that loves Christmas more than Mike Spinello. He starts to get depressed right about now because Christmas is going to be over in 5 days, and then it's the 26th. But I just had a couple brief announcements. We have a state-of-the-art coffee bar sitting out here, and the money is being raised by the kids to go to Boy with the Ball, which ministers throughout Latin America, Africa, and in the inner cities here in the United States. And we've been part of that ministry for a long time. The kids in our church, the teenagers went to Costa Rica 2 years ago. I know they hope to go again when, you know, everything lifts with COVID. So please get a coffee after church. This will be their last Sunday doing that. Also, I wanted to say Christmas Eve is on. 24th, it's going to be here. We got heaters coming. So there will be heaters in here. So even if it's chilly outside, it's supposed to be about 60, but we'll have some heaters so you won't be totally uncomfortable. And the service goes for 1 hour, 5 to 6. So I know some of you will be gathering with family and friends, but that's for you. We also give away a gift that night. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's big. You know, it's a nice gift. I mean, whatever. And then on the last Sunday after Christmas Eve, last Sunday of the year, we meet here, and we're going to have communion, and that's a time generally that we have testimonies and sharing. So I'll share a little bit, but it'll be an opportunity for you if you wanted to share something about what God's done for you. It's been an amazing year, like Sean said, of highs and lows, and you know, God's been in this year. How many would say God's been in this year for you? You've just seen it. And it's an amazing, I'm so grateful that we have our anchor in Christ. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. So that's where we are. So without further ado, may I bring up Michael Spinello.
Sinkhole. Honestly, I don't know how you talk after that. So I'm going to call this a sermonette. I hear the sighs of relief. Keeping with 2020, I had all my notes on my iPad ready to roll this morning, and at about 9:03, it said iPad 10%. So I panicked. What do you do? So wait a second, I'll print it. Paper. So I go and I print it out, and keeping with 2020, our Christmas labels was what was in the printer. So I'm going to be handing out pieces of my sermon later on. such a great morning. Honestly, there's really
We saw it all right here this morning. I love with our kids watching movies. You know, there are certain movies that like are events. Like we're gonna sit down and we're gonna watch Back to the Future for the first time. That's an event. We're not gonna like watch a little bit here, a little bit. We're gonna sit down, we're gonna watch it. Other movies, I'm sure if we started yelling them out, they're out there. Christmas movies, the same thing. But one of the things, you know, with kids, it's very easy for them to want to get up and go use a restroom or go get something to eat right in the middle of the movie. And for me, who knows the movie, you know, I will find myself saying things like, no, 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 no. Like, you know, you can't get up right now. This is the most important part. You can't get up. This is the most important part. But, and I just want to say, in the history of this world, what we saw this morning is the most important part. This is the most, this is the most important part. And it's so easy to blow right by it and have different, mean different things. But it is the most important part. What God did when he entered this world, when he emptied himself, he stepped down into his own creation. Honestly, I mean, time is marked by it. Time is marked by it. It's 2020. I love talking to my kids at school. I teach in a public school. 2020 years since what? So you have BC, before Christ, and AD. I always ask the kids, what does AD mean? They always say after death. It's not after death. It's Anno Domini. It's Latin for in the year of our Lord. So you will, that's it. That's what time is marked by. You will see in, you know, lots of textbooks these days being changed to BCE, before Common Era, CE, Common Era. Don't get me started on that. But all it takes is one inquisitive kid that says, well, what made Common Era? What was that? What started Common Era? And then we're back to Christ again. To the birth of Christ, what we saw here today. And I love the theme of what Sean wrote. She writes these things, which is so amazing, about hope. You know, the hope that Christmas brings. And if we look around 2020, it is so easy to say, to lose hope, to have a hard time with this. This is 2020. It's all over the place right here. But in this time, as believers, in this year with hardships and things that are happening, we should be different. We should be different as believers. We have a hope that others don't. One of my favorite verses in Thessalonians, it says, we do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. We don't grieve like the rest of mankind. We have hope. We should be different. We should be walking this differently. And I feel convicted because I find myself worrying and falling into different anxiety and things like that. It's so easy to do. But our hope, what we're grounded in, is in the Lord and who he is and what he has done for us. And that is what this season is. Back in the time of Christ, it also was a dark time. It was a difficult time when he was born. There are Roman soldiers everywhere, high taxes, King Herod. It was not a good time. But yet, there are some examples, I think, of people in that time who kept that hope, even in the midst of this dark time. And we've heard it a lot at this time. It's in Luke chapter 2. You can turn there, but with only 8 minutes left, I'm not going to wait for you to get there. I'm just going to read it. Or you just listen. Luke 2, 22 through 38. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Here we go. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Waiting in this dark time, waiting for this Messiah, this hope that he had. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." Another one, same chapter, Anna. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. Anna and Simeon had that hope in a very dark time. They were looking forward to the Messiah, to God's redemption. They had the hope looking forward, just as we have that hope looking back on what he did. Again, Christmas is about hope. One of my favorite, I do like Christmas carols, and not July, but August. You might hear a Christmas carol or two in the Spinello house. And that, see, Sean was saying, oh, because of quarantine, because of COVID, people are doing that. In our house, that's just every year, right? One of my favorite Christmas, I love these carols because it really, they are gospel songs. They sing, they are the gospel. Hark the herald angels sing. It's the entire gospel message, if you listen to the words. Who he is, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. That's who Jesus is. Moving on, how he came. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, mild he lays his glory by. In Philippians, it says, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. He emptied his glory and came down to earth. God invaded his creation. Why he came is in the song. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the son of earth, born to give them second birth. That's why he came. I mean, we could play this song in July. Pat, let's get that going in 4th of July. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. I kind of say this every year. Jesus, we learn at Christmas, we learn how he came to earth. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, that he came to earth. And I've said that the most important part of Christmas is Easter. The most important part of Christmas is Easter, because it's Easter we celebrate why he came. This is that he came, how he came. And just like I said at the beginning, this is the most important part of this whole history of this earth, this time. And Easter we celebrate why he came. Colossians 1. I'm really mad at my iPad right now. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This was a rescue mission. A couple of years ago, not to give any spoilers, for Christmas Eve, we got a book called Hidden Christmas by Timothy Keller. And he writes, if God has really been born in a manger, then we have something that no other religion even claims to have. It's a God who truly understands you from the inside of your experience. There's no other religion that says God has suffered, that God had to be courageous, that he knows what it is like to be abandoned by friends, to be crushed by injustice, to be tortured and die. Christmas shows he knows what you're going through. When you talk to him, he understands. We serve a God who has been, who has walked this earth. It's the most important part. So let us, as we go forward into this season, to be, when we're in these difficult times, it's easy to look at our circumstances, to look at what's happening. There's a lot happening. And when we look at our circumstances, it's easy to say things like, why did this happen? Oh, it's not fair. Why did this have to happen to me? As believers, with the hope that we have, we do not grieve as those who, the rest of mankind who don't have hope. We need to be look throughers. Let's look through our circumstances. When we look through our circumstances, we ask questions like, what does God want me to learn in this? It has an outward focus. How is God going to use this when we look through our circumstances? So as we enter or just continue to celebrate, let us be different. Let that hope mark us as we are in this hard time. We do not grieve as the rest of mankind who have no hope. We have a hope in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for this morning. God, I just thank you for the joy of these kids. Lord, thank you for the light that is so bright. God, the light is so bright. Your light is so bright. Lord, help us to reconfigure. Help us to refocus our hope on you and what you have done during this season. And we just thank you, Lord. Pray that you'll bless us in these next, this next coming week, that we would stay focused, Lord, on you, your love for us, and what you did for us, God. Help us not to forget, God. This is the most important part. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Mike. As we go out this morning, let's just proclaim that hope through this song as we sing. The love came down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Amen. Amen. Let's sing.
Up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. We're singing, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong. Up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love.
We bow down,
and we bow down at heaven's gate. Kiss the earth with hope and grace.
Sing it out.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong. One God, He is holy. There is one
Amen. It's been a great morning. I forgot to do something. There's a lot of places to live in the United States, but there is no place like this morning and this weather anywhere. You don't want to be in Chicago today. You don't want to be in New York. You don't even want to be in Nashville or Miami. You want to be right here. God has blessed us with this wonderful weather. Would you say thank you with me? Thank you. And the other thing I'd like to ask you to do, Ford's going to say a benediction for us. And at the end of that, would you mind just saying Merry Christmas to someone you haven't said Merry Christmas to, socially distant and properly handled, but we need to get Merry Christmas out. So, Ford, you lead us in a benediction, and then at the end, if you'd ask everybody to say Merry Christmas, too.
Lord Jesus, I pray that we all have a good Christmas and we all have a good Christmas break, and that you keep everyone safe, and that everyone remembers it's not about us, it's about you, and that we all have a good time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ford. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Will. Merry Christmas, Allie. Merry Christmas, Sam. Merry Christmas, Brad! Thank you.